Today's program was recorded before a live audience at the 2002 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Marian McPartland's guest was Sir Roland Hanna, who passed away at the age of 70, less than 3 months after this program was recorded.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland, and my guest today on Piano Jazz is Sir Roland Hanna. He's a phenomenal pianist, prolific composer, and a tireless educator. And we're here in front of a live audience at the 2002 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Roland is one of the most flexible players on the scene, playing both classical music and jazz. He's had a great career working with everyone from Benny Goodman and Charles Mingus to the National Symphony Orchestra. Here he is with us today doing piano jazz. So let's give a big welcome to Sir Roland Hanna. We have a lot to talk about, but before we really get into something, I would love to hear you play a tune, maybe something of your own. What have you got?
Well, I recently did an album as a tribute to the great John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet. And the title tune, although it isn't the first tune on the album, is a portrait of John Lewis. And before I try to play it, I'd just like to tell you that I listened to about 10 John Lewis albums for more than a week before I even began to write this tune.
Oh, my goodness.
So I pretty much got some John Lewis in there, you know.
Well, and you knew him very well, too.
Yes, yes.
I'd love to hear your pianistic version of John, because he was somebody we loved and miss a great deal.
And we still love him.
And still miss him. That's a great tribute to John. He would love that. That's John at his most sprightly, isn't it? That's the real jovial side of John.
Well, John was such a wonderful player. He could play just a few notes, but he could swing so hard.
I know, that's what I loved. And he would play right in the middle register.
Yes.
And just two or three notes. And he would swing so hard. In fact, I often think of him when I'm playing and I'm trying to swing and hoping I am, you know. Think about John Lewis. Anyway, you've got such a mastery of styles of different people and different composers. And I'm wondering where it all started. Now, weren't you from Detroit?
Yes, I'm a Detroit pianist. And I'm proud to say that now. I'm in the group of pianists who came around 1950.
So many.
Tommy Flanagan.
Yeah.
The great Tommy Flanagan. Hank Jones, of course, was before Tommy even. And Barry Harris. And there's so many musicians.
Well, you know, we could reminisce and reminisce.
Forever about Detroit.
About Detroit and other places, but I'm really dying to hear you play more, and I know that you love Gershwin as well as other composers.
He's one of my favorite composers. Well, when I was with the Thad Jones Band, Thad Jones used to play this tune, and I got to know it and grew to love it. Although Jones called it Evol Declawney, it's Love Walked In Backwards.
He would do that. That's Thad. That's his sense of humor. That arrangement, it's sort of love walked in, but love also skipped in a couple of times.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hopped in, yeah. It's a really cute arrangement. I love that.
Thank you.
But I was going to mention Thad, because you worked with Thad Jones Orchestra, Thad and Mel, at the Vanguard, and I was there the night that they started playing an arrangement of a tune I wrote and was arranged by Jerry Dodgen, and I was so thrilled I could hardly stand it. And it had a very loose open piano intro, and you played it, and it was recorded. I have that on record at home. Ambience.
I remember the piece. I wish I could remember the notes I played. But
Don't think about it.
I'm an improviser, and each time I play, it comes out a little differently. And I think that's due to the fact that I've listened to so many great guys who did that all the time, you know.
Well, that's jazz, isn't it? I mean, if you play something the same way, I know I tried to do that once, like I heard myself play a really, what I thought was a cute lick on a tune, you know. So the next night, I remembered and I played it again, but it doesn't work. It's not the same.
It doesn't sound the same.
You can't do that.
But it's such a beautiful tune, that ambience that you wrote. It would be great to hear you play it.
Well, sometime. You know,
that would be a tribute thing for me.
Well, I'll just play just a little bit of it.
Please.
All right? But, you know, that's something so nice for me to have on a record of you doing that.
You know, it's been a while since I've heard that, but it just brings back all those memories of wanting to write something like that. It's such a beautiful tune.
Well, only you can. You're a wonderful writer. You know what I'm looking forward to, Roland, is that you and I can try a duet. What do you think?
That would be nice.
My goodness. Now, wait a while. You haven't heard it yet. I mean, I really enjoy that, a vote of confidence in front, I guess. So, what do you think? And more Gershwin?
I was thinking of a tune I heard you play once, and it's called A Foggy Day in London Town. How about that?
That's good. Well, all right, let's... you do the intro and we'll see where we go. What a terrific audience. Doesn't this make you feel like playing, to have people out there that really...
Yes, it does, you know? But it makes you nervous, too.
Well, I'm not thinking about that. I remember I got very nervous one time years ago, and I know Art Tatum was somebody you loved a lot, and I was playing in a club in Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden, I spied Art and his manager coming through the door, and I thought, oh, God. So I sort of pretended that I didn't see him. Anyway, we played through the set, and then I remember I was talking to Charlie Shavers and about this, telling him how nervous I felt. And he said, Marion, you shouldn't feel like that. Art came in to hear you play, and you should play your very best for him. I said, yeah, well, that's all very well to say, you know, but wouldn't that make you feel a little nervous?
Whoa. If Art Tatum came in while I was playing, I wouldn't be able to play at all.
I know who I was talking to, Dave Brubeck, and we were talking about the same kind of thing, and he said Art came in when he was playing with the group. So I said, well, what did you do? He said, I got up and left.
That's right. Make room for him. Sure.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I guess I read somewhere that the first tune you really learned to play the melody and the harmony was Yesterday's.
Yeah, that's right.
When you were quite a little kid.
That tune... somehow, its little melody was so easy to find on the piano. And it's just a scale.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.